Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata Ki Jai. This is Adi Kanda, chapter 7, continuing with verse 11, which is describing some of the characteristics of Nimai Pandit, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's elder brother named Vishwarup. Shravane varane mane savendriya gana Krishna bhakti vinayara na bole na shune. Vishwarup would not speak or hear about anything other than Krishna bhakti. He wouldn't, with his ears, mouth, or mind, or any senses, he wouldn't have anything to do with topics that weren't related directly to Krishna bhakti. Anojera deki ati vilakshana rita Visharupa mone gone haiya vismita. When Visharup saw the uncommon activities of his younger brother Nimai, Visharup was struck with wonder and he thought. The next two verses are the thoughts or thinking of Visharup, which is being mystically revealed to us by Srila Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur. This is Visharup's mind, his thinking about his younger brother. Who is this personality? After observing him, his rather uncommon activities, his vilakshan, his uncommon, ati vilakshana rita, his extremely anujera deki ati vilakshan. Vilakshan is the exceptional characteristics. Ati vilakshan rita, most extraordinary behavior and qualities of his younger brother, he thought. E balaka kabu nahi prakrita chau jal rupe acharane jena shi balagopal balagopala ki jai. Vishrup thought, this balak nahi prakrita chalyal, he is not of this material world. He's not from the prakrita. He's not an ordinary child. The beauty of my younger brother, his rupam, his form, and his achar, rupe acharan, it seems that he is my younger brother Nimai, Vishwambar, is as beautiful as Krishna, Balagopal. Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Dina Dayal, Prabhu Dina Dayal. Dina Dayal, Prabhu Dina Dayal. Sri Krishnam Sri Ganashamam Purnananda Kalevaram Dvibhujam Saradevesham Radhalinga Devigram Sri Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopa Kumarya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Vishrup was thinking more. Jata Amanushi Karma Niravadikare E Bhuji Kelana Krishna E Shishu Sharire. I can understand from the uncommon activities that Nimai constantly performs that Sri Krishna is enjoying pastimes, Kelana, through the body of this child. Kelana Krishna Shishu Sharire, Nimai Shishu. E mata chinte Vishwarupa Mahashai, Kahare na bange tatva, Swakarma karaya. Thinking in this way, Vishwarup, the elder brother of Nimai, Vishwambar, kept to his own activities and did not disclose his secret to anyone. He didn't tell anyone that he thought that his younger brother Vishwambar is Sri Krishna himself. Niravaritakke sarva vaishnavera sange Krishna katha Krishna bhakti Krishna puja range. So now the author Vrindavan Das Thakur returns to his description of the qualities and activities of the elder brother of Nimai Pandit named Vishwarup. Vishwarup was always associating with all the Vaishnavas. Sarva Vaishnavara Sange, associating with all the Vaishnavas. And what does that mean? What does it mean to associate with Vaishnavas? It means Krishna Katha, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Puja Range. So what does Sange mean? This is, in one sense, this verse, Vrindavan Das Thakur is defining. This is the meaning of associating with Vaishnavas. It means to hear and speak Krishna Katha, discuss topics of Krishna with devotees, Krishna Bhakti, and serve Krishna with devotion together with others, and Krishna Puja Range, and engage in the worship of Krishna. Attain ecstasy, Range. Range means pleasure. Experience delight, Range. Experience delight, joy, happiness, satisfaction, fulfillment, and ecstasy by respectfully and lovingly, intimately serving Krishna. Krishna Puja Range. Krishna Katha, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Puja Range. This is Vaishnava Sange. Jagat pramatta dhan pucha vidya erase Vaishnava dekhile matra sabai upahase. So now the author turns his focus to the social situation of Navadvip and Mayapur 530 years ago during the time of Vishwambar and his elder brother Vishwarup. And we can hear that people were not very much interested in Krishna consciousness or chanting Hare Krishna. They were not very much interested in these three topics that absorb the body, mind, and words of Vishwarup. They were the majority of the people, 99% of the people then, 520 years ago in Navadvip, Bengal, as now all over the world. Hardly anyone was interested in Krishna Katha, Krishna Bhakti, or Krishna Puja Range. What to speak of Vaishnava Sange? And this is what he says. Vrindavan Das Thakur said, the people of the world were mad. Jagat Pramatta. The whole world, the Jagat, excessively, Prakrishnarena Mata, Mada. Excessively mad by what? To enjoy dana pucha vidyarase, to enjoy wealth, children, and education. And whenever they saw Vaishnavas, they would laugh at them, get a good laugh, ridicule them. Vaishnav deki matra sabai upahase. Aryataraja pade sabha Vaishnava dekhiya Jati sati tapasivo Jaibe Maria. It's text 18. What else would these non-devotees do when they saw devotees? When they saw a Vaishnava, they would compose rhymes, blasphemous rhymes, and recite them when they saw. Then they would challenge. They challenge, what is the use of being a sannyasi, a chaste wife, or tapasvi? Everyone must ultimately die. So everybody was following the philosophy at that time in Navadvipa. Everyone was following the philosophy of Charvak Muni, who advocated succinctly, beg, borrow, or steal, eat food cooked in ghee. Tare bali sukriti, jindola godak chare, dasha bisha jana jara, age pache rade. And this is what they would say. This is a sample of the rhymes that they would speak. Tare bali sukriti, jay dola gora chale, dasha bisha jana jara age pache rade. This is what these non-Vaishnava blasphemers would say. We consider someone to be very pious, sukriti jana, if he can ride on a palanquin or a horse surrounded by 10 or 20 people. In other words, he's showing off his opulence, being surrounded by his servants and associates. Eta jego sani bhave karaha krandan tabuta paridra duka nahaya kandhan. You Vaishnavas, you all cry for the Lord with love and devotion. Bhave karaha krandan. Yet you remain unhappy and poverty-stricken, daridra dukkha, nahaya kandan, and you never stop crying. So it says, bhave karaha krandan. You're all crying for the Lord with intense love. The time of chanting Krishna's names, tears of love flow from the eyes of his loving devotees, his bhava bhaktas. They ridicule the chanting of Krishna's names and shedding of tears as useless because it produced no tangible results. These Gnostics and Pashandis did not believe that by pure chanting of Krishna's name one attains Krishna prema. They had no faith. Gana gana hari hari bali charadhaka krudahaya gosani shunila bhara dhaka. You Vaishnavas, loudly and repeatedly chant the name of Lord Hari. Gana gana hari hari charadhaka. But your Hari becomes angry when anyone chants his name loudly. Kruda haya shunile bharadaka. If he hears someone bharadaka very loudly crying out, he'll be very displeased and angry upon you. He mata bole Krishna bhakti shunya jane shuni mahadukapai bhagavata gane. Now, it's the end of the blasphemers' little rhymes and poetry. Vrindavan Das Thakur gets back to the main story. People who were devoid of Krishna Bhakti would speak to the Vaishnavas in this way, and the devotees felt great sorrow on hearing such things. Katao na shunekeha Krishnara kirtan Dagda deke sakala samsara anukshan. The sound of the chanting Krishna Kirtan could not be heard anywhere, as everyone in the world continually burned in the fire of material existence. Sakala samsara anukshan. Dukha bharapaya visharupa bhagavan Nashune Abhishta Krishna Chandra Akyan. The Supreme Lord Vishwarup Bhagavan was most distressed, Bharadukha, because he did not hear any glorification of his worshipful Lord Sri Krishna. Gita Bhagavata Jai Jai Jane Va Padhai Krishna Bhakti, Vyakya Karo Na Aise Jivai. Even those who spoke on Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam would never explain anything about devotion to Krishna. Like now, you see so many Mayavadis and yogis from Haridwar and Rishikesh. They have so many classes and seminars on Gita and Bhagavad Pat, but it's all about Sayuja and Brahman and not a touch or drop of bhakti in their presentations. Impossible. Kutarka Gusya Sava Adyapaka Mare Bhakti Hina Nama Nahi Janaye Samsare. The teachers wasted their lives in useless arguments. People of the world had not even heard the name bhakti. Gusya. Arguments, gossip. Advaita Acharya Adi Jata Bhaktagan Jivera Kumati Deki Karye Krandan. Thus, the devotees, headed by Advaita Acharya, simply cried upon seeing the atheistic mentality of the people. Jivera Kumati Deki. Kumati, very bad intelligence. Very bad intelligence. Seeing that, they cried. Dukhe Visharupa Prabhu Mane Mane Gane Na Dekiba Lokamuka Chali Janavane. Chali Janavane. Seeing all this distress, Vishrup considered, I don't want to look at the face of any of these materialistic people. Na Dekiba Loka Muka. The face of these lokas. I will go to the forest. Ushakali Visharupa Kari Ganga Snan Advaita Sabhayasi Haya Upastan. Every morning Visharup Ushakali at the time of sunrise would take bath in Ganga. Gange, 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 Ma Ganga Ki Jai, Ma Ganga Ki Jai, Ma Ganga Ki Jai, Hari Ki Pori Ki Jai, Chiveni Ki Jai, Ganga Sagar Ki Jai. Sarvashastre Vakannena Krishna Bhakti Sar Shunya Advaita Suke Karena Hunkar. He would bathe in the Ganga, then go to hear the Bhagavat Pat at Advaitacharya's house. Vishrup would preach the Krishna Bhakti as the essence of all scriptures. Sarvashastre Krishna Bhakti Sar. On hearing his explanation, Shuni Advaita Suke Karina Hungar, Advaita Prabhu roared with happiness. Puja Chari Visharupe Dhari Kari Kole Anande Vaishnava Sava Hari Hari Vole. Advaita left his deity worship to embrace Visharup, and all the Vaishnavas happily chanted, Hari Hari. Krishnanande Bhaktagan Kare Singhanad Karo Chittayaranai Spuraye Vishad. Then in the ecstasy of Krishna, in the bliss of Krishna consciousness, all the devotees roared loudly like lions. Bhaktagan, Kare, Singhanad. Roar! And lamentation no longer remained in their hearts. There was no more spurti, nahi spuraye vishad. Vishad no longer appeared in their hearts, no more spurti of lamentation. Vishrarupa chari keha nahi jayagare Vishrarupa nahi sena apana mandire. The devotees did not want to leave Vishwarupa's association to go home, nor did Vishwarupa have any desire to leave them. Obviously, pure devotees discussing Krishna Katha and Krishna Puja Bhakti Range, they don't want to separate. There's too much ecstasy in that Sangha. Satam prasangam mamavirayasam vito. Randana karya shachi bole vishwambare tomara agraje gya anaha satvani. After completing her cooking, Mother Shachi would tell Vishrambar, go quickly and call your elder brother and bring him for prasad. Mayera adeshe prabhu advaita sabhai aisena agrajere labara chalai. On the order of Mother Shachi, Vishambar Nimai came to Advaitacharya's house to call his elder brother, Agraja, home for his meal. Asiya dekena prabhu Vaishnava mandal anyonye karena krishna katana mangala. When Vishwarup arrived there, when Vishambar Nimai arrived in the waiter's house, he saw all the Vaishnavas engaged in discussing Krishna Katha, the auspicious topics. The Vaishnava Mandal is the society of Vaishnavas. Krishna Katha Mangala, the auspicious and beneficial and ecstatically blissful, satisfying topics about Krishna, his name and form, qualities and pastimes. Apana Prastava Shuni Sri Gora Sundar Sabare Karena Shubha Drishti Manohara. Hearing them glorifying Krishna, who is actually himself, Sri Gora Sundar glanced mercifully on everyone. Shubha Drishti Manohara. Apana Prashtava Shuni. Hearing those wonderful stavas, prayers, and glorifications, Sabare Karina Shubhadristi, Lord Gaurasundar, Sri Gaurasundar, upon everyone, he casts his auspicious glance, his Shubha, his very auspicious glance, which was captivating, Manohar, captivating and mind-enchantingly stealing their minds with his beauty. That's how it works. First a glance, one gets trapped by a glance from someone, and then after their glance comes their form, and then their behavior and characteristics, and then the person gets manohar, and their mind gets lost. Pratyange nirupama lavanjera simha koti chandra nahi eka nakara upama. Each of Vishambara's limbs, pratyange, nirupam, surpassed the topmost limits of beauty, lavanyara simha. Nirupam, there's no comparison. Lavanya means the natural radiance of his limbs, his arms and legs and face. His entire body was effulgent and shining and glossy and radiant and soothing. Lavanya, simha. Even millions of full moons could not be compared with one of his toenails. Koti chandranai eka nakera upama. Upama. His toenails are so glittering like diamonds, like full moons. Digambara sarvanga dulaya dusar hasya agraja prati karina utar. Vishambara at this time of this lila, it was just Balya lila, he was a young boy. He was only like 1 or 2 years old, 2, 3, whatever, hardly could walk. And he had heavy clothes. He was clothed by the dig fashions. Dig means directions. Ambara means he had eastern shirt and western pants and a northern hat and a southern tie. In other words, he was naked. He didn't have anything, only the dig or directions. And his whole body, Dulaya, was covered with Mayapur Raj, like Brajaraj and Mayapur Raj. And he smiled, Hasya. He smiled and spoke to his elder brother. Bojane Aisa Bhai, Dakaye Janani, Agraja Vasanadari, Chaliye Apani. My dear brother, please come to eat. Mother Shachi is calling you. Vishwambhara then caught a hold of his elder brother Vishwarup's dhoti and followed him home. Very cute and touching scene to meditate on. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rasaraj Sri Krishna, combined with Mahabhavati or Mahabhav Surupini Radha in a Balagopal Choti Choti form. Small form, hardly could walk to gain support. He who holds the entire universe is on, the entire millions of planets and universes on one hood of his head is expansion of Ananta Shesh, supporting the entire creation. In every aspect of creation, he's holding everything up. As Ananta Shesh, now he can't even hold himself up. He has to hold on to Vishwarup's dhoti in order to keep from falling back in that dulaya, go duli, that Mayapur Raj, Mayapur Duli, Duli Dusar. So he doesn't want to get covered with dust, so he's following his elder brother Vishwarup home for the meal at Shachi's house, Sachimata's house, Janani. Janani means mother. And holding on to his dhoti, a very beautiful sight to see in the meditative eye and the heart dipped in devotion. Deki se mohana rupa sarva bhakta gan stagita haiya sabe kare nirikshan. On seeing Vishwambhara Nimai's enchanting form, mohan rupa sarva bhakta gan, all the devotees were stunned and they continually stared at him. Stagita haiya. Stagita sounds like stunned. Stagita means they were stunned. Stamba, stagita. And kare nirikshan, very tightly and deeply looked at him, studied him very closely. Samadhira praya haya jache bhaktagane krishnar katana karu naisa vadane. The devotees practically entered samadhi. They're even unable to speak about Krishna. Samadhi praya, almost samadhi. Bhaktagan, Krishna katha karu na aise vadane. Vadane, with their words, they were dumbstruck, astounded by the incredible beauty, mohan rup, the bewitching beauty of that Balagopal, Balagorgopal. Prabhu deki bhakta moha sabhave hai vina ano bhaveyo dasera chittalai. By nature, devotees become overwhelmed, moha sabhav, when they see their Prabhu. Prabhu deki bhakta moha sabhav. It is the nature, it is natural for devotees to become bewildered, become stricken with enchantment when they see their Lord. Even before devotees realize his identity, because no one knew it, they thought he was just a beautiful, beautiful child. But even before they actually realize his identity as Bhagavan, which was much later, already Gorgopal, Balagopal, Balagorgopal had stolen everyone's consciousness. Everyone's chittalai, he already took everyone's consciousness, took everyone's heart. He's a heart stealer. Even at the age of 2, Gauranga was stealing hearts with his Saundarya Rupam and his Prema, and that's how he stole the hearts of all of India. He traveled the length and breadth of India, chanting and dancing and preaching Shuddha Bhakti, Shuddha Braja Bhakti, and converting everyone with his Saundarya Rupam, his beautiful, unbelievably Nirupam, Saundarya Rupam, beautiful transcendental form and the ecstasy of his loving prem emanating from his form and words and holy name of his chanting. Prabhu se apana bhaktera chitta hare ekata bujite anya jane nahi pare. Materialistic persons are unable to understand how the Lord steals the hearts of his devotees. So this topic, ekata, this topic, anya jane, other people outside of devotees, they cannot understand how Krishna steals the hearts of his devotees. Only devotees can understand what it means to fall in love with Krishna, to become completely attracted to Krishna. Non-devotees can never understand. E rahasya vidita kailena bhagavate parikshit shunilena shuka deva haite prasange shunaha bhagavatera akyana shuka parikshitera samvada anupam. This mystery of how Krishna steals the hearts of his devotees was told by Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now please listen as I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, describe this matchless discussion, Anupam Sambad, the Shuka Parikshit. Shuka Parikshit Sambad Anupam. So this is the Shuk Parikshit Sambad, which is incomparable, matchless, anupam, from Srimad Bhagavatam in this connection. So what follows will be a series of Bengali verses, putting in his own Bengali for the benefit of all the devotees, because his audience is Bengali, so he's taking all these Sanskrit verses from Bhagavatam and he's putting them into Bengali to explain this concept. How is it that Krishna steals the hearts of his devotees? So this is explained in the 10th canto, chapter 14, Brahma Stuti. Shukadeva Goswami answers this, explains this point in verse 49 to 57. And now here in Bengali, Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur gives the same message with the same explanation about how Prabhu Bhakta Chitta Hari, how Gauranga Mahaprabhu or Sri Krishna Prabhu, how the Supreme Lord steals the heart and consciousness of his devotees. Bhakta Chitta Chor, or Bhakta Chitta Hari. E Gaura Chandra Jaba Janmila Gokule Shishu Sange Grehi Grehi Krida Karibule. When Sri Gaura Chandra appeared as Krishna in Gokul, he played in all the houses there with the other children. So this previously Sri Krishna Chandra, Gaura Chandra appeared as Krishna in Gokul. Janma haite prabhuri sakala gopigan nija putra haiteo sneha kare man. From the time of Krishna's birth, the Brajagopis had more affection for Krishna than they had for their own sons. In Krishna's Leela, he admitted that he could not repay his debt for the loving service rendered by Srimati Radhika. Consequently, Krishna had to accept the mood of Srimati Radhika and displayed her mentality in his form as Gauranga. Jajapiya Ishvara Budye Najane Krishnere Sabhavai Puchahite Bharasneakare. Although the Brajagopis never considered Krishna to be Bhagavan, Ishvara, they had a natural attraction for him. Bharasneakare. They had so much affection for Krishna, more than they had for their own sons. Shuniye vismita bara raja parikshit sukastani jignasena hai pulakit. Hearing this, Maharaj Parikshit was struck with wonder. His hair stood on end, and he inquired from Shukadeva Goswami as follows. Parama adbhuta kata kahila gosai Chibhuvani emata katau shuninai nijapuchahite para tanaya krishnere kahadeki sneha koila kemana prakare. O Shukadev, Shukadev Goswamiji, I have never before heard such a wonderful narration within the three worlds. Please explain to me how the Brajagopis displayed more affection for Krishna, who is the son of another mother, than for their own sons.